Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So the special guest will be around 11:35-ish, somewhere around that area. It's going to be fun. But before we get there, Steve, let's do our last pre-hire. This is what you should know about the guy. I want you to feel like you already know him. You already know the coach you're getting before you even hear Coach Mack talk about him.
Okay.
Because Coach Mack is just going to tell everybody what we've already tried to describe to you. Ross McMaines. This is his segment, Steve. And it is open to the phone lines. What do you think? What do you think about this hire towards the team? Good, or do you worry about with this guy? You know, all your questions and concerns, feel free to jump in. And all that good stuff. So, Steve.
Yep.
Ross McMaines. Oh. Yeah. Wait, first of all, let me hit this real quick.
Oh, gosh, yeah,
too. Sorry. We got all these good partners, and, you know, we're just getting, you know, caught up in the show, and millions of people are, like, waited, you know, like, bated breath.
I would have went right on and not even.
And without me reminding people about the value of temperature control, and speaking of temperature control, Steve,
pop that down a little
the Players Club temperature control is important. Actually, it's one of the most important things or luxuries you can have. If you agree with what I'm saying, then I'm telling you, DFH Company is 100% the company for you. All you have to do is dial 968-6222. Or it's easy enough to look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about the Mitsubishi Mini Split that we use at the station for that hard-to-heat or hard-to-cool room in your home again. Also, Mitsubishi is offering a $500 rebate through June on their multi-systems. 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
All right. Also, we're getting close to the weekend, so remember, big names are headlining this weekend's UFC 262 card from Tony Ferguson to Michael Chandler. There'll be no shortage of action, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. One fighter will be walking away with the belt. Will you be walking away with cash? Just pick a main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to put your money where your mouth is with DraftKings Sportsbook. Don't worry, if MMA isn't for you, DraftKings Sportsbook offers great odds and promotions on basketball and hockey and so much more. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can withdraw and deposit your funds at your convenience. So, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code WLCO when you sign up. Turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win, or select main card fighters to win. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code WLCL to turn $1 into $100 select main card fighters for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. So do this. Say, am I 21? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do I live in Indiana? Yes or no? Am I a new customer to DraftKings? Yes or no? And then say, you know what? If I'm yes to all those, I do need to remember restrictions do apply. Then I need to go to DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if I do all that and I have a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Great save at the end of that one. Also, one last save on a Friday. Thanks to George and the Biernos team for dropping off lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Thinking lunch or dinner, Biernos has you covered tonight and this weekend. All Biernos now delivering alcohol, carry out, and delivery to your home. Support local. Yeah, it's that good.
Biernos Pizza.
Yeah, it's that good. Texter says, I tuned into the Jeff Greer podcast last night. Probably one of his worst ones he's had.
Damn.
Hey, wait a minute. What did Jeff do?
That was my podcast. Oh, my God. Somebody said that?
No, they said tuned into Jeff Greer podcast last night. Great interview, Marcus. Well done, sir.
Oh, I just.
I was just being rude. I don't know. I just had. My dad says this all the time. I just had a lie that needed to get out.
Well, Jeff did all the work. I just. Steve, it's terrible, too. Like, everybody can see exactly how my eyes go right into the you know, mm-hmm. into the hemisphere, like when I'm thinking about all the questions that Jeff asked me.
Yeah.
And listen, I felt bad for Jeff because I know he had at least 15 to 20 questions to probably ask on the podcast, Steve.
Sure.
He probably asked 4. My answers were so long-winded, he probably got 4 questions out.
You know, he didn't say it was bad, so.
It's like Bill Walton.
Right?
Bill Walton, you ask him one question, he goes for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think I totally. By the way, people, yeah, go check out his podcast, Floyd Street's Finest, on the YouTube.
Hey, it's the same one where the Mike James comments came from and other things. So, I mean, he has a lot of great people on there. Me and you, we need to start an uncensored podcast that we interview somebody, one person different a week. Would y'all be interested in that? Would people listen to that, you think?
I'm too protective of people though. Like, well, I don't want to bring out the, because people have a way of relaxing around us too much, Steve.
No, I know. But what if we could get people that like for instance, my guy I was talking about, and we just said, all right, let's talk. I want to hear hear what you guys say, you know, and different ones, and we could just like I wouldn't go get recruits. Now Jeff should, because Jeff is really good at that. But I'm talking about ours just being like a you know, look.
I'm too protective though, Steve. Everybody, I know. even the juicy stuff. I'm just like, don't tell people that stuff.
Listen, let's put that on the shelf.
By the way, on the other text line, on the YouTube text line, Chris Mack should be qualified to do what this assistant is bringing in. Guess we are paying Mack too much money.
So are you saying Cal should be able to recruit? He's making 10 mil a year. Like, some. Okay, so are you saying Coach Mack doesn't need assistant coaches? He should just coach by himself? What am I supposed to do with a comment like that? Well, I mean, I guess I should look at the camera because that's a YouTube comment. What am I supposed to
do
with that?
If this assistant coach was good, he'd be working in the States. MBA or college?
Yes.
I shouldn't have read. Here's the thing, y'all.
You should preface it by saying that he's worked for the New York Knicks, the Sacramento Kings,
the G League,
half the NBA players.
He works out Bill Duffy's players, Luka Doncic, RJ Barrett. I don't know if you've heard a few of those guys.
Yao Ming. You grab that real quick,
Brian. I think Yao Ming was probably before his time.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah, he's too young for Yao Ming.
But still, like, oh my gosh, man.
Yeah, what did you decide to do today that said, I'm going to send this text in to Marcus Maimon?
I know.
I swear, they say your positive spirit irritates people's inner demons.
I know.
Because that's a demon inside his body.
That is a demon.
That's a demon inside your body.
Yeah.
So anyway,
softball dad Dustin, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, do you think he had already cleaned out the litter box before he sent that? or did that come from Florida?
Listen, I got a feeling that's funny. Fair enough.
Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate the call, softball dad Dustin.
I want to have a lunch with softball dad Dustin one day.
Oh, they used to be the best lunches.
We used to his delivery seems like somebody I would enjoy.
We used to spend way too much time over there in 502 Cafe with softball dad Dustin. Listen, look, I would go over there after the show and not be headed home until 6 o'clock.
Happens.
Right. Your afternoon just gets away from you, Brian. Like,
I know. I've been there before.
You're like, oh, guess I better make my way to the house.
So let's talk about it for a second. What Ross does McMahon. Excite you about Ross McMahon's? That's going to be the question, because I do think first and foremost.
What's your number one thing about what you've read about Ross McMahon that excites you the most and his employment at the University of Louisville?
Well, and a couple people tweeted or texted in yesterday about the podcast I referenced. I did tweet that out this morning. Mm-hmm. It's about an hour long. If you got to feel like getting in the weeds. I mean, it's just two coaches talking ball. But it was good. I will say this. First and foremost, the conversation is going to be, you know, what can he bring to the table? Coach Mack went outside the box to get this one, I believe. He's a young guy. He's, what, 32? 32 years old. I thought he was 32.
Ross McMahon's?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
I think he's 42.
Is he 42?
Yeah.
Somebody said he was 32.
I remember, and then I saw it later on, and he was like 41 or 42.
Close enough.
I could be wrong.
He might have got in the game. Either way, 41, 42 is a young guy.
He's 41.
Okay, that's still a young guy, though, you know, in the coaching game. So he's moving in. The next thing you do is you go to his resume. You say, okay, what's he done? Where's he been? You see things. I'm not doing chronologically, but you see he's been a video coordinator in the NBA, a la Eric Spoelstra, a la Frank Vogel. You know what I mean? Like, yep. I could go on, you know.
No. That deserves even particular attention, because imagine, like, you can't imagine. Even when I talk about any assistant coach coming in here, Coach Davenport was our video coordinator, Steve. That's what he brought to the table at the University of Louisville. Like, I don't know which particular recruits were his, but I'm telling you, Coach Davenport and video guys, that's where you start. That's where you get your
– Yeah.
You when you're addicted to video, Steve, Jalen Reeves-Maben is in the NFL because he's addicted to film.
Yeah.
That's how you get – if you have a deficiency, tell your kids right now, people, you have to be addicted to film.
Absolutely.
A coach can work you out. A trainer can work you out. You got to be – and not just looking at your own highlights. Mm-hmm. Looking at film. The story I told on Jeff Greer's podcast.
I do agree with that real quick. Somebody is texting. And they said Demling said, too, that his Wikipedia page is wrong.
Oh, okay.
And they say he's 32.
Okay.
That's why I thought I saw that. Okay. I'm not saying that's the gospel. I'm just saying I do believe I did read Demling said, like, no, the page is wrong. He's actually 32. Either way, same. Young. You're a young guy.
Let me make this quick point. I don't know. Stop me if I made the point on air. Did I make the point on air about Andre Agassi?
No. You showed that to me privately.
Okay. I did not talk about that publicly. Brian, do you remember me saying anything about Andre Agassi?
I do not.
I don't know if I said it to Greer off camera or on camera, but this will be a nugget. If you haven't watched Floyd Street's Finest podcast, this is a little nugget, you know, to make you go watch it. Mm-hmm. Andre Agassi, Boris Becker, you know that name.
Yep.
The rivalry for the ages.
Yep.
I literally just saw a video within the last 2 weeks. Andre Agassi said,
Did a Clemson cavalcade just get out of the car?
Yeah, I think they're having. Go give them a $2 bill right now.
No.
I think they're having a track event or a softball event right around the corner. So, Steve, don't let that distract you. It's hard not to. I get it.
I was like, "What? What's happening?"
I got to go get the webcam. I got to get the other webcam. I know. Okay, so Steve, Andre Agassi, Boris Becker, he talked about it in the beginning. He says, Steve, right? Yeah. Right. We're being mean. He says, I could not handle Boris Becker's serve at all. We had never seen anything like it.
Yep.
Straight down the line or his kickout serve. He dominated me, right? He said, Andre Agassi said, I'm just watching film. I'm trying to get any kind of, you know, any kind of help on because I can't do anything with his serve, right? He said, I was watching film one day and I realized his tongue makes a little blip in the middle of his in the middle of his lip. Yep. When he's going to serve up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's going to serve to the outside,
yep,
his tongue kind of goes to the inside corner of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he found that by just studying video over and over and over again.
It's a great story.
I remember a defensive back talking about Antonio Brown, and if he played with his gloves, where he would unseal them and seal them, like if he was playing with them, it was a pass play.
It was coming to right. So Andre Agassi said, the difficult part from that point forward wasn't returning the serve. It was not letting him know that I had a tell on him, like a poker player. I had to wait till I really, really needed this break point to steal the match.
Yeah.
Till I jumped on the serve. You know
how much patience that's got to be to let a guy
kill you.
Yeah, like, okay, I almost got to, like, fake miss this.
Yeah, right. Even though I know where it's going, I got to just play this hand straight up.
Because, like, my patience, in my brain, I'm like, no, I can't let him, because that can come back and bite me later.
Listen, and even with all that patience, when he finally told, he said they're old, you know, he has a beer at Oktoberfest with Boris Becker. He says, hey, man, did you know your tongue would go through the middle or to the side before you serve? Boris Becker damn near falls out of his chair and says, man, I used to tell my wife, it's like this guy knows exactly what I'm thinking all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just like my point about that is only film can do that to you.
Yeah, man.
Film study is one of the like I said, not just watch some games. I'm talking about real detailed film study guy and a guy who's been paid by someone else to literally watch our film all day long.
Yeah.
Is a guy that's going to be a monster.
Texter brought this up. As much as I hated it, I do remember this story. The LSU, I can't remember who it was. It might even been a lineman that said it, a defensive lineman. But they said when they played Louisville, Lamar Jackson would wipe his hands.
Mm-hmm.
If he wipes his hands, you knew. Pass rush. Like, yeah, and it was like every time, and it was like, but those stories,
that's awesome.
I do love those stories when you figure out the tick that's like, okay, now, all right, I got him, and I do really enjoy that.
Well, this wasn't the special guest we were expecting, but a special guest nonetheless.
We're talking tennis.
Drew Diener, thanks for joining us on 93.9 Fire Away.
Well, I don't want to take up any time. You got a guest schedule, but that's my favorite story in the history of tennis, with Agassi figuring out Becker's tongue, and he told it for the first time when he was sitting in on a U.S. Open broadcast.
Really?
And Becker hadn't. Yeah, he told that. That's what he told the public. And Becker, like, he owned Becker late in his career, and he was right, waiting for that moment to use that, you know. To know they use that tell was like the toughest part. And Becker kept going back over all his matches and kept saying, I could never figure out why you all of a sudden turned the corner on my serve.
Oh.
It's the best story in the history of tennis.
Like, Drew, how does history change? Like, American history, United States history changed with them figuring out just a little waggle of a tongue.
It's amazing that nobody else picked up on it too, right? I mean, I mean, I guess there wasn't as much video and everything else, but I would never look for something like that. But yeah, I mean, it is when he picked it. I mean, there's a line in the sand where he just owned Becker after that, and he'd wait for like big points. He would say, you know, deuce points or half points. If he's getting killed in a game, 40-15, 40-love. You know, he's not doing it, but he'd wait for like, you know,
right,
the big point. That's the best part of the story. It's like a 5-minute, if you Google this story, it's like a 5-minute montage you get chills. It's amazing.
No, I shared it with Steve. I saw it probably 2 weeks ago. I'm showing Steve, and you know, we're little things like that, of course, drive us crazy. And I, like I said, I know it hits you close to home being a tennis guy, and it's just like the athlete in me says, like, how much of your life changes? How much of the your historical reputation changed by you just putting in the film work that most of us don't do? And to quote, look, Brad Pitt, that's why no one will remember your name, you know?
Yeah. No, and because he met him in multiple major semifinals, they always seem to draw into each other. And, yeah, it totally turned a corner on that. And then the amazing thing is then when they had all the video of it, he absolutely sticks his tongue out one direction when the ball's going out wide, and absolutely another direction when it's going down the tee.
Look, he must be eating his carrots too, because like to see that from across the court,
it was pretty obvious. The tongue, he would really, when Becker would serve, he had a particular motion and a rhythm, like all good people do, like all good free throw shooters do, like all people with good serves do. You know, it would go through every time. So it was a definite point in that motion where he would, you know, breathe deep, stick out his tongue, and go. So I don't want to burn up any guest time, man, but that's like my favorite story in the history of tennis.
No, listen, I'm glad I struck a nerve while you're out on the road.
As soon as you started to tell the story, as soon as you said Agassi, I'm like, I know where he's going with it. I know the story. I know it. All right, keep it up.
All right, get back to
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, listen, yeah. When you catch Drew Diener, the 3-hour radio host, it's like, I got to call in.
Anytime we mention tennis, I expect him to call
that
in.
That was good. Right. But the thing is, though, is Drew's an athlete. He's an athlete, too, you know. So it's like anybody who has been in that mindset, who's been in something, you know what I'm saying, where you're like, that strikes a nerve with you, man, when you're like, that's incredible. That's why I tell you, the Astros, my man that found out the Astros, it's one of the greatest, because that's documented on video when he's watching and he hears that in the back, and then, you know, and he throws that pitch, and then the catcher calls a pitch, and he says, nah. He throws the pitch. He don't hear anything. He comes back again. He calls for a pitch. He winds up. You hear in the background. And the pitcher stops and says, no, hang on.
The pitcher steps off the mound and is like, nah, they get up here.
So the pitcher called the catcher up, and he's like, he points back like, nah, man, they got us.
They
so he's like, we're going to switch it up.
Because the pitcher knows, like, there's no way he jumped on my 96.
Yeah.
I was
like, that video was, I was like, yes, that's right? Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Listen, well, I know the story I was telling you about AB with his gloves, like, it got out because so most of the DBs kind of caught on. I think it was like Patrick Peterson or
and
somebody kind of caught on to it.
And who snitched?
But anyways, it somehow came public. And so now if you watch AB, he does it every time, whether it's a run or a pass. Playing with his gloves.
If I was a DB, I would kill the DB that snitched on that one.
Right. I know we got to go to breaks. We got it. But the point being is that's just one example of this man was a video coordinator in the NBA.
They pay you to pick up that.
That's just where it starts. Now, we won't probably be able to get into it today, but we'll get into it again Monday. We'll get a little deeper into the weeds with, man, okay, that's one thing he did. Let me just throw a couple things out there. New Zealand hired him because their offense didn't work correctly or it wasn't working to the level they wanted it to. Do you know they went on to lead the league in offensive production after he got there? You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude is a guy, again, works out Bill Duffy's people. We're talking, like I said, I've said the names 100 times, Luka Doncic, RJ Barrett. These are guys he's worked hands-on with, man. Like, it's a big deal. It's a good get. We'll get a little deeper into why it's a good get. But if you're a fan of the University of Louisville and the basketball team, I'd be excited about this one and tip your cap to Coach Mike.
Before we go to commercial break, and definitely on Fridays, we just want to run through and thank our quick partners, Josh Jarbo. Four Pegs, Derek A. Stewart. People should know too, by the way, Derek A. Stewart also goes by Stu. So like, sometimes I feel bad because they're like, you know, Derek, I'm like, you know, Stu, you know, and they're like, oh, is that who that is? Okay. So yeah, let me clear that up. So yeah, he goes by Stu or Derek A. Stewart. But yeah, again, like I said, the DFHs and our OPC pest controls and UPS and all our Krogers and all our good sponsors. Just want to send a Friday, like, feel good shout out to all the people who just helped this thing go, you know, and stay on track. So we'll take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS.
Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, when we tell you get ready for special guests, we should keep our antennas open because the sabotage just seems to find its way somewhere in the studio. Somebody has been trying to stop this moment from happening for the longest. This is one of the most long overdue conversations on air.
Ooh.
that exist.
I'm waiting. I'm interested. I like it.
I would like to welcome.
Okay.
First time to the show, but some type of way it's still a day one.
Mm.
First time officially joining us. Mom's Trainer. Thanks for joining us. All right. On 93.9.
Let's go.
First and foremost, For sake of radio, can we say Mom's Trainer?
Yes. Hey, y'all. How are y'all?
Good.
Wonderful. How's it doing? Okay. Well, I'm sure you are familiar with the routine. We have to get the tough question out of the way, and after that, it should be everything smooth sailing. Will you agree to the tough question?
I agree.
Okay. The official tough question is: how bad do you miss your baby, and how often do you bug him while he's out in California?
I miss him a lot, and he's not answering my FaceTime.
Wait, you mean at the moment or in general? Like, is he being a bad son at the moment? Just like, oh, I'll call Mom back later. Like, she don't want nothing.
No, I'm going to chalk it up to the time difference. I think that I'm calling him when he's working out. That's what we're going to say anyway.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so let's back up a little bit. Let's back up to JJ playing for fun, you know, just having a good time with his friends, to the point where JJ is kind of like starts taking it serious. Where did you notice that he was getting a little more serious about his basketball and you really like started to see him actually developing?
I think it was the summer between junior year and senior year.
Really?
We decided to go. We had played AAU the first year, and we kind of got hyped, caught up in the hype of, like, a team that was Adidas or this or that. And it wasn't really developing him. And so this next season, we were like, we want to find somebody who's goal is to just work with him. I don't care about the AAU games. I just want someone who's going to actually be honest, tell him what his weaknesses are, and work with him. And we went and met with Dion, and that was literally, we worked out, and afterwards he told him, like, I mean, you're good, but you should be here instead of here. And I can help you get there if you want to put the work in. And so when we left, JJ was like, I like him. He's straight up. And so from then on, it was like 2-a-days, 3-a-days. He'd get up, work at 6 in the morning with Boo, then he'd go to Louisville, then he'd go back to Louisville again. Like, he knuckled down.
Okay, well, let's give Deion Lee the full shout-out. What is his – I want to give the program name just to, you know, kind of
– The Louisville Legends.
Okay, so he stuck with Louisville Legends. Okay, Deion Lee. So that's a shout-out. Deion Lee actually started – so you would definitely qualify JJ as a late blossomer, yes?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
I still think he hasn't even tapped everything he's capable of doing. So.
What have you been most surprised with over the past year in his development?
I just feel like he's getting stronger. You know, that was a big piece, being able to you know, hold his own playing off a position against these big guys. And, you know, he got shoved around a couple times, but, I mean, I think he did pretty good being that he's never, you know, been in that position before. So I say just his strength and confidence is what I like to see improvement.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting. When you said his first meeting with Deion, kind of the, you know, you're all right, but you should be a lot further along and I can help you get there. If he took that kind of, you know, a lot of kids today will take that as an insult, find me somebody else, find somebody to kind of stroke my ego. We all know Coach Mack is more of a direct, you know, has a reputation of being so direct. Is that what has caused kind of Mack to take to JJ or JJ to take to Coach Mack a little more?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we're a Louisville family. So when Louisville showed up, To be honest, I thought he was going somewhere else. But when Louisville came in, I think that had always been his dream, you know, to play where his dad played. And, you know, we've just always been Louisville family. And I think he wanted – J.J. likes a challenge. So he could have went other places and probably started and been, you know, the top guy. But he wanted the challenge of being pushed every day and playing against the tougher competition. And so that's what ultimately made him choose Louisville.
It's – As a parent, I know you kind of talking with Toy Goodwin, aka Mom's Trainer. I know there's points as a parent where you say, you know, you watch him going through the growing pains. Like I said, I watch my son on special teams a lot and wonder why he didn't play more. When you were going through the growing pains of not playing, and like you said, watching him out of position, I know part of you says, I want you to get tougher, and you kind of hold him accountable, and part of you says, man, you really got your work cut out for you. How frustrating is the juggle between telling him just you got to get stronger and saying, man, we need to get you in more of a natural 3-4 spot?
It's a struggle. I mean, but we're not a family of excuses. So I just tell him to control the things that you can control. So your energy, your effort, whatever position you're in, that you can control. You can't control the minutes. You can't control what they ask you to do, what they don't allow you to do. Like, only thing you can control is when you do get a chance to get in that game, what are you doing with that opportunity? And so that's what we just try to tell them to focus on.
Well, let me ask you this. Was there a moment where you just wanted to take a picture on how happy he was? You can pick a moment, kind of, you know, scholarship signing, offering moment. Or was there like a moment in the season where you just knew how happy he was that he felt like he was, you know, kind of turning the corner? Like, was it a moment that made you smile just to see his smile?
The Seton Hall game, probably. Like, he was hot.
That's a good one.
When he slammed that ball down on the ground, I was like, no, don't do
it. Oh! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Say that again.
The Seton Hall game, when he slammed the ball down after he got that rebound at the end, like, he was so hyped up. And then when they did their little video in the locker room and they were like, Bargetown, that was hilarious. So I knew he was having a good time.
Were you ready to freak out when you saw him slam that basketball?
Yes, I was freaking out, like, literally.
So you would have given him a tech if you didn't know him?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Steve, you got some more?
No, I'm enjoying the conversation. And I know as a mom, let me ask you this, because this is more of just a mom question. When you listen to guys like us and stuff, I mean, how as a mother, I think you like us a little bit, so that'll work out. But just how as a mother do you kind of handle the, because I do understand, you know, that's still, look, that, hey, he's my power forward. That's your baby. Okay, I do understand that. But how as a mother do you kind of handle that at times when you kind of listen? Because in this city, you know, obviously being involved in it, there's the high points, and then the criticism can get tough too. So just kind of, you know, explain that a little bit, being a little more local.
I think overall, Louisville fans are pretty fair and reasonable, mostly. Once I discovered you guys, I don't really listen to anybody else anymore. I stay out of the Facebook groups because I a couple times wanted to reply, so I have to just stay out of it. But for the most part, everybody's fair. And I like you guys because when you talk about the kids, even if it's criticism, it's basketball related. It's not, you know, attacking them, their character, anything like that. So, you know, I think it's fair. I kind of separate the basketball from my baby. Like, and generally, usually, whatever criticism somebody has, we've probably already said the same thing to him.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know.
Talking with Toya Goodwin, a.k.a. Mom's Trainer. Okay, so when you're at the games, you know, there's people, there's two different types. There are screaming at the refs. There are screaming for my baby. There's a lot of screaming. And then there's the cool, I expect him to play well. And it's the calm, cool, collective version. Which one are you?
No, I'm the screamer. I'm the screamer. When he was little, I remember him turning to the sidelines and saying, Mom, I don't know who I'm supposed to listen to. The coach is yelling, and you're yelling.
So you were literally driving him crazy.
Yeah, I definitely screamed. Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you one thing, kind of outside of the basketball world. The Uncle Barbecue situation. Is it barbecue or is it ribs that I'm supposed to know about?
Oh, it's Granddaddy's ribs. We've got to get you and see some of famous ribs. It's important.
So Granddaddy's ribs is a national treasure. Is basically what you're saying.
Pretty much. He's got Coach Pegues has him on speed dial now for the ribs.
Okay, so listen,
we trust Coach's food choices too. So that sounds good.
Okay, last question before I get you out of here. I think, like I said, if you've heard all the buzz, if you listen to the show, you've heard us talking about the potential incoming coach, Ross McMaines. What do you think about it? What do you think, JJ? I know you don't necessarily want to speak for JJ, but how do you think he feels about it, and how do you feel about this potential coach coming in?
Well, if he's really focused, like seems like he's about development, that was our most important thing for JJ. So I think with us having the young team that we have with Jalen and JJ and Gabe, I think having somebody in there who's young, who can be in that gym and like really work with those guys will be tremendous for us. So I'm super excited to see, you know, what he can do with them.
So he has your total endorsement if that is the assistant coach that comes in.
Yes, I think this year I'm very, very proud of all the things, the moves that Coach Mack has been making. Some of them were difficult, but I think what can you complain about if you're a fan? He's checking off all the boxes that we all asked him to check off. So,
well, listen, I am sorry this took so long. We will do this much, much more often.
Absolutely.
We'll let you vent. We'll let you separate Mom's Trainer, and you can be Toya Goodwin, or you could be anybody you want to be on any given day. Thank you so much for giving me a little bit of your time. I know it's a Friday. I know you're a busy person. I do appreciate you giving me a little bit of time, though.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for all you do, and have a great weekend.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
That was Toya Goodwin, a.k.a. Mom's Trainer.
Yeah, man.
I'm so glad she came in. I'm so glad she endorses the incoming assistant coach. I expected that announcement to be made sometime during the show, though. I kind of
thought we'd hear something today.
I know.
But who knows? We might hear something later today, you know, or this weekend or Monday. We'll see.
So if you see her at the games going crazy, she's just fine. She's been driving that kid insane since he's been a little baby. So just deal with it.
Yeah.
This is our fans. This is our fan base. This is our families. This is our parents.
And that's her baby.
And that's her baby. Let him stay out in Cali, though.
I know.
Leave him alone. He's working out at Mamba Academy. Mom's Trainer, leave him alone. Let that baby be great.
That's pretty awesome.
I know. When she said he's not answering my phone calls right now, look, we all were like, good.
Good. He's not supposed to be answering. You're not supposed to be calling him anyway.
I know.
He's away at boot camp. He's getting grizzled right now.
She's awesome, man. Yeah, it was good. It was good to have her on.
Always, always, always. As always, fun, fun week, fun, fun show. As always, 8150-939 is the number, 3831-939. Of course, as always, the text line, middays with Marcus Maven on 939 DeVille.